This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for more real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. It was a pleasure to have you with me. Where have you been for the last week? Where have I been? I know. Well, you heard it in a noisy hall at CPAC 2017. You know, the joke is some of the people who were there before, a couple of years back, I kept calling it 2012. I couldn't get 2012 out of my head. Which, you know, it's a small head, so it's not like it's hard. But, no, it is a hard head, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. And, you know, there's so much you can do up there on the website. The most exciting thing you can do up there is buy my book. Yeah, buy my book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And you're going to find out in the book it's not true. You don't need to hate them. You don't even need to be afraid. Unless you want to listen to the loons on the left, then you have to be afraid of anybody who has anything to do with the Bible, who has anything to do with, you know, being white or right-wing. So it's just nuts. And I'm going to help you, what do you want to say, unnutify it? I don't know what to call it. So you can buy it either on my website. If you buy it from my website, I will autograph it before I send it to you. If you buy it from what's the other one? Amazon, that's the one. Listen, I'm off to a rough start. Work with me here, people. Always a pleasure to have you here with me. Like I said, I do appreciate the time that you spent with me. Okay, so did you watch the Oscars last night? I noticed a lot of you. Now I know some of you are like, you know, closet protesters, and you know what I mean by that, right? I am sure that you're all over the place screaming, yeah, I'm going to watch the Oscars. That's terrible. I'm going to do that. And I bet you could tell me what dress, who wore, and who won what, where, and how. But you don't have to. It's okay. So for those of you who did protest, for those of you who did, although I don't see how this is a sacrifice, there's nothing about those awards. I mean, absolutely nothing to turn me on about those awards. Seriously, a bunch of millionaires telling each other how great they are, right? Think about it. Come on. Right, telling each other how great they are, voting for each other to give each other awards. I mean, seriously. Really? What does that do for anybody? It doesn't do anything for me. I guess they had the lowest ratings since, what, 2008 or something like that? And I don't even know why they had low ratings back then, but I mean, they were so sure that everybody wanted to hear what they had to say. They were hyping it up ahead of time. And I really do hope that they, I know I'm rambling. That's why I call the book rambling, right? They were so sure that people would want to be tuned in, want to be part of the conversation or see what they had to say, that they were telling everybody ahead of time. And I really do hope, I pray that those stars boycott Hollywood. Wouldn't that be great? Get them gone. I'm good with all of that. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be involved in the conversation. Also, I hear that you know, Jesse Waters was out at NASCAR. And, you know, the NASCAR people, They're American people. They're the, you know, barbecue god, backwards apple pie. No, not backwoods. Apple pie. Just good American people. And Jesse Waters was asking them questions, you know, about Trump and about what was going on. And the thing I loved about it. Now, this is the people that the Dems make fun of all the time. You know, those Bible-thumping white people? All the time. They need to stop. So these people are talking. So Jesse's asking them questions. How's Trump doing? How's this? How's that? What do we need to do? You okay with the wall? And every one of them pretty much was on the same page. Yeah, we need to build a wall. We need to get control of immigration. You know, Trump is doing the best he can with what he's got. They haven't approved everything of his yet. They haven't approved the people he needs to move forward. It does get a little crazy after a while, don't you think? So, you know, again, down-home people, people that are affected by this every day, I love it. And then you loons on the left. I know, I'm hitting a couple of quick stories that I talked about. Well, I didn't talk about it. I read about over the weekend. And you loons on the left, I tell you, you have no heart for anybody. Your guy, one of your guys dies. Alan Combs. Right? I talked a little bit about this last week, but I'm watching the nasties. And I mean nasties that are going on. You people terrible with your own. You're writing about like he was a traitor to the country because, why? Because he gave people on the right some kudos. Because he said some nice things about people on the right at times. That he wasn't as vicious and nasty as some of you are. The guy was a human being with a wife and a family. It doesn't matter what side of the political aisle he was on. I would imagine he had a bout with cancer. I don't know. Nobody's let it out yet. But they said he fought, you know, sickness for a while. And it's just wrong, people. I don't care what side you're on. It's just wrong. But when I saw the nasties they were put up on him, I said, my God, there is nobody sacred on the left. Nobody. Always interesting. And then these Dems with the ACA. Chuck Schumer and the others talking about how we've got to play nice with them. It should be a partisan solution. I mean, a nonpartisan solution. Both sides should get together. Can anybody send me a clip of Democrats doing that before? Anybody. I'll apologize. Send me a clip where the Democrats beating their brains out to pull Republicans across to work on the Affordable Care Act, or the Unaffordable Care Act, as it's come to know. I'm going to see your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Kimberly Moreno is going to join me after the break. Say bye. It'll be a lot of fun.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joining me now is Kimberly Marin. She joins me every week here on The Real Side. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, so...
What? Sounds so nice. Nice.
Well, it's something, yeah, something screeched on the way in, but I don't think it was you. Did you miss me last week? Come on, seriously. I was gone all week. I was with a bunch of conservative loons. All week long.
Oh, of course. You were in your element.
Yeah. So two things. I'll share two things with you. I hope you'll think they're funny. So we're doing a show one day, and, some people figured out we recorded the show earlier in the day when all the activity's happening instead of later on in the afternoon. So So anyhow, we're doing the show in about, we're just coming up on a commercial. Thank God, we're just coming up on a commercial. And the Secret Service starts sweeping through the place. Okay, let's go. Now. Everybody off now. There's a bunch of live radio shows going on. Right? And this guy's walking down, and not one guy. Hey, the Secret Service, I joked, if they're listening, I'm sorry, but this is funny. I joked about them. I said, these are the best party planners you could have. Okay? First of all, they come through that place. I didn't know the Secret Service had, like, uniformed men. And they come through the place with dogs, and they clean that place out in a heartbeat. Did they put up the, you know, the metal detectors and such? They got the dogs here.
Yeah.
In a matter of minutes, Kimberly. It wasn't like come back in an hour. I'm telling you, 10, 15 minutes, they had these things set up. They had the place cordoned off, and you had to go back, you know, back through there. But there was a boatload of us that had to go back through. And the dogs were quick to pick up on everything. And then when it's all said and done, gone again. I mean, like they weren't even there. If you were in the bathroom and came out, you wouldn't even know they had been there. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But again, it was a matter of minutes. And then the one that I shared with you was the one with Kathy Barnett. Now, there's a big room that everybody goes into when there's speakers. So when Trump was coming up to speak and my team is sitting there, they're telling us that once you get in the room, you can't get out again. They seal it. So nobody goes out, nobody goes in during the president's speech. And you can't come out until he's well clear of the room, the building, whatever. So you knew you were going to be in there for a little while. We didn't know whether he was going to speak 15 minutes or 50 minutes, right? You never know with him. So anyway, he comes in, and as everybody's getting ready and they seal the doors, this fellow from CBS goes up to the guy sitting behind Kathy, and Kathy hears the whole thing. And the guy says to the fellow sitting down behind the laptop, he says, "Do you have solitaire on your laptop?" And the guy says, "Yeah, I have." He said, "Would you pull it up for me?" He's like, "Well, what for?" And he says, "Because when Trump is speaking, I want to take a picture of you playing solitaire while Trump is speaking." Now, the CBS fool didn't realize that he's right there in the middle of a whole bunch of people that are pro-Trump. And they about let him have it.
Right.
Did you see that little 3-minute clip I sent you? If you didn't see it, it's okay.
I did. Yeah. No, I watched it right away. Because yeah. I know the tech guy.
I mean, can you believe? I mean, this is why you say when we say it's fake news, they go, "Nah, it's not fake news. You don't have any proof. You don't have..." Yeah, I got plenty of proof. Kathy Barnett witnessed the whole thing, and the clip is up on the Real Side site, and it's a Real Side Facebook page. It's up on Kathy's Facebook page. Were you surprised when you heard that at all?
Yeah, a little. You know what? Only a little bit, because why would you be at CPAC, be a left-wing news site, and want to just ask somebody who's there, who's a participant, to do something like that? That's kind of dumb. Are they really that dumb?
What's your point? Yeah, I'm trying to find out. What are you trying to get at here?
I mean, you're at a place where you're not quite sure who people are for or against, right? You're at a rally or something. But everybody there is typically there because they're conservative and they want to be there. So it's really, really dumb on their part. I don't know why they would do that. But I just think it's hysterical that they did it to a conservative blogger.
Oh, yeah,
that's
hilarious.
That makes it...
But the thing they did get the people on, which I thought was kind of funny, but I wouldn't have thought anything of it either right away. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on around you and what have you. Somebody, did you hear about the guy that handed out those flags, the Russian flags, with Trump on the middle?
Yeah.
All right? So, you know, people are working, they're not paying attention. Somebody comes by, a big Trump on the flag, right, says... red, white, and blue, and he gives him a Trump flag, and it's like, okay, whatever, right? And I'm thinking to myself, okay, was it the right thing to do, wrong thing to do? I don't know. Should we pay more attention? I'd say yeah. Don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But I don't necessarily know what that flag was. Not that I would have held it up anyway, but I wouldn't have necessarily known what it was. And, you know, you just grab it. Oh, you see Trump's name on it, and maybe you're not even thinking twice about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're not relating the two together.
So what was hilarious was the left went crazy when they saw that. And I reminded one that I was arguing with on Facebook, wasn't it you guys that put up the Russian Navy at the DNC when you were talking about how much you loved our military men? And it was pictures of Russian ships, a Russian, what do they call it, when they got a group of them going together. I thought it was hilarious. I said, my God, what? You guys are quick to point your fingers at us. I mean, this frenzy is getting crazy, is it not?
I don't know what they're thinking, to be honest with you. They're just making their case. They're making it worse for themselves, to be honest with you. And then last week, they elect the two of the worst possible choices for DNC chair and the, you know, deputy chair, vice chair, whatever.
Oh.
Possible. Just kill your party dead, guys. Just do it. Just do it right now.
My prayers. Yeah, God ignored me that day because I was praying for, what's his name? I just said, you know what, come on, give us Ellis. Please, 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 because this will put the last nail in their coffin and they will be done for 20 years. But I think if they keep going the route they're going, we're going to be empowered for quite some time, don't you think?
Yeah, Perez is just as bad, and he immediately said that Ellison would be his second in charge. So you have two of the worst possible people running the DNC right now. They're going to be sleazebags. They're going to lie. Okay, they all would have done that. Maybe not all of them. No, they all seem pretty bad. But these guys are two of the worst you could possibly, possibly pick. And they're the ones in charge now. Woohoo!
Yeah, they got their dream team. I wish they would really move some of these people to leadership. First, you got Nancy Pelosi. She's already in leadership, right? Let's get Wasserman Schultz back. I mean, I miss her, really. There's a lot going on there. Sheila Jackson Lee, Maxine Waters. I mean, have them head up the leadership of the party. But here's the thing about it. When you hear them talk alone, when you hear them out there on the circuit, they're talking about going further left, becoming more progressive, more socialist.
Yeah.
Doesn't that prove that they're sick? I mean, seriously, they don't see it?
They don't grasp reality yet. I mean, I think they're really still living in this New York City, Massachusetts, California utopia where they just think they know what's best, and that's the majority of the country. I don't get it, to be honest with you.
Hey,
they were left-wing progressive.
Yeah, when we come back, I want to talk about Rachel Dolenzel. She's having trouble. We might have to give her some money. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe with Senior House. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be part of the conversation. Let me bring her in. I have so much fun when she's on the air with me. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week here on The Real Side from the Granite State. But don't tell anybody what that is. Let's see if anybody even knows what that is. They don't even do that anymore, do they? I mean, do they? They tell you what states are... Yeah, okay. I don't know if anybody really knows.
I don't
knows. Know. Yeah. Well, you never know what today's, you know. I don't even think, do they do geography anymore?
I have no idea.
Anyway, so I told you what I want to talk about when we came back. I love this girl because she keeps popping up all over the place. And you hear little stories about her. And I was just reading some. I was just reading something about her in a book the other day. What's the name of that book? Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can find it on my website or Amazon.com. No, because I was reading through there. I was thinking to myself, I remembered, I saw a hint of this, and then I remembered, you know, everybody stuck up for her, right? Was Sharpton stuck up for her? Everybody stuck up for her. What she was doing was right, and, you know, all this other stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, have they abandoned her? So Dolinger is living now on food stamps, and she can only get work in reality TV and or porn. Although, I don't want to say it, so I won't. with a new book ready to come out next month, transracial Rachel Dolinger, the white former Eastern Washington University adjunct and Spokane, Washington NAACP chief, who claims she is actually black. She recently granted an interview with the Guardian in which she says she can't get a job. She's depending on food stamps. She says, you know, her claim... Oh, ready for this one? Have cushions around you so when you fall, I don't have to worry about you. She claims her situation is akin to being a racial punching bag. There's nobody saying, well, that's racist if you say anything about Rachel, or that's sexist if you say anything about Rachel. There's no protected class for me. That's because we can't figure out what you are. You won't tell us. For real. I mean, she's caused her own problems. She's caused her own pain. She's caused her own aggravation. And she wants us feeling bad for you. See, this is the stuff I can't wrap my arms around, right?
Well, and that's the thing. When this all first came out that she was actually white, if she had just apologized then and said, you know what, I really feel that I can relate to black people and I feel whatever, identify more with black people, but she didn't, and apologize, she didn't do that. She just kept saying, no, this is how I feel. And that crackpot Melissa Harris Perry tampon-wearing earring woman, she said it's possible. She's like, this is apologized and said, I'm wrong.
Right.
She was never apologized for being wrong.
No, and her parents were heartbroken. They go, you know, she's always been a little off, and we didn't know it was this far, and we don't know what's going on. You know, she says she's applied for over 100 jobs, including her previous college, where she alleges former colleagues pretended to have no recollection of having met her during the interview. She legally changed her name, too, but that didn't help her, and people still recognize her. I mean, how can you not recognize her? I mean, seriously. You know?
Right.
And then she says, what was it? She says, oh, she can count how many friends she has left left in town on her fingers. So, again, she did this to herself. Should we really feel, we shouldn't. Should we really feel bad for her?
No. No.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Aren't you surprised that somebody on the left hasn't come out to help her?
Well, here's what I was going to bring up. Because, remember, Sean King is the male version of Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, yeah.
He's the one guy who's pretending he's black. He was even one of, like, the Black Lives Matter leaders until I think they booted him out because he's really white. He's writing somewhere now. And he's terrible, and he's horrible. But he's a male, and they didn't reject him. They took him under their wing and said, yeah, come on, write for us, dude.
God, this is getting, I don't know, I read these stories, I get such a kick out of these, because they talk about logic, they talk about wanting to lay things out, we should do the right thing, and we should understand. It's kind of hard to understand lunacy, is it not? I mean, it's kind of hard to figure this stuff out when they don't even have consistent rules and facts and ways of doing things. It is so confusing to me, it isn't funny. I don't know. You were talking about that,
right?
You were talking about that wrestler, too, which is even more confusing.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, anything you hear that might be so far out there that it wouldn't even be dumb enough or crazy enough to put in a movie, it's probably true, and it's probably someone on the left doing it. Seriously. Yeah, that wrestler. She's a girl who wants to be a boy, but she's on a wrestling team, and she wanted to wrestle the boys, and they said, no, you can't, because your birth certificate says you're a girl, so you have to wrestle with the girls. Well, the problem is, her parents are personally, this is child abuse to me, they're allowing her to get take home testosterone, so she can be more like a boy. Well, if one of the girls were, that makes you grow your muscles, it makes you stronger. If one of the girls were to take testosterone just because she wants to enhance her muscles, she'd be booted. That's illegal. But this girl is taking them, and she won there was some regional championship. It's crazy.
Oh, who was that professional wrestler? It was a male that was wanting to become a female, and still had the upper body strength. You know, he still has the muscles of a male. I mean, pretty much. Still is a male from, you know, neck to ankles, whatever. Still has the strength of a male. And was pummeling the women in the wrestling rings. I mean, just doing really some serious damage. And the women were going, look, we can't, you know, this isn't right. We can't do this. And they were calling the women all kinds of names. This is just lunacy. I mean, seriously, there has to be some kind of consideration for body strength, for body makeup. And whether they want to believe it or not, you can get the operation, you can do everything you want to do, you're still going to retain the basics. Last week, when I was talking to somebody who's transgender, I think they thought I trapped them, and I wasn't trying to trap them. I simply said, look, here's the deal for me. If you're a female, okay, and you're moving to the male position, so to speak, women have a higher rate of heart disease than men do. And they're supposed to do certain things to help with that. Same thing with, you know, with bone density. Because at a certain age, you know, your bone density gets less. You have to start doing things to help. So what happens? Because you feel like a male, you go through the operation, do you have to not worry about those female things anymore?
This is what I heard. When they bring someone into the emergency room and there's an emergency, the emergency room doctors, and I'd have to verify this, but it makes sense, they need to know what your actual sex is, because you're right, they have to treat certain people differently. You know, women react to heart issues differently than men. And there's certain things that they know from his history,
right,
from experience, how to treat it if it's a woman or a man.
I would love that. I would love it if a transgender person would call or get on the phone with me, come on the show with me to explain to me if these things are thought through, or does it even matter? I mean, to them, does it even matter?
No, it doesn't.
Don't do that.
Look, you know what? Honestly, I don't care. If you're old enough to make that decision on your own, I really think that's your business. But what I think these parents are doing, like Governor Baker, Governor Baker in Massachusetts, they're talking about, I forget what it was. Oh, because Trump didn't allow Obama's advisory. It was just advisory. It wasn't a law or a rule. It was advisory for transgender bathrooms and public schools. And they had a seven-year-old talking about her, a little girl talking about her seven-year-old transgender.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's child abuse.
Look,
child abuse.
We've had psychologists of the show before who have said, look, a young person's brain really doesn't really come together until they're in their early 20s, okay? It's still bouncing all over the place. Well, I'm saying, you're bouncing all over the place at 16 or 17. You can't pull these proper thoughts, and you can't make some certain kind of decisions at that age. How do you make that decision at 7? How does a 7-year-old decide now they want to be a female or a male? How does that happen? Just because they want to be?
To be honest with you, what does a 7-year-old really know the difference at that point? Not really. Just things they've seen with mom and dad or in society. They don't really know. You know, you don't really those issues. You just know. Just know. And you know, the American Pediatric Association and other child psychologists have said it is abuse. Do not do that because they will go through all kids go through all kinds of phases, psychologically, physically. They go through all kinds of phases. And when they're old enough, then yes, they can make that decision and resolve that. But when they're young, no. You don't start giving little kids hormones or saying, okay, go ahead, call yourself Tammy instead of Tommy. Sorry, Tammy.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, because I just started winding Kimberly up. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improved Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make a gust of pressure
precious metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring her in now so, you know, I can wind her up. Kimberly Morin joins me, as she does every week. Kimberly, before we get into this, tell people where they can find your writing and check your latest pieces.
You can find me at New Hampshire Political Buzz, at Granite Rock, and on Twitter at IND.
You know, I know everybody's been saying this a million times, and I, out of the corner of my eye, I'm watching the Oscar recap, if you would. And what I love about this is that, here's a bunch of millionaires, you know, giving each other the high five and how great they are, right? Giving themselves trophies and all the other happy stuff. And they do their political crap about how we don't need to have walls. We need to be all inclusive. Walls are made to divide us. No kidding. Yes, they are. They're made to divide us because we're different countries. We have our borders. We're allowed to do that kind of thing. But every one of these guys have a 20-foot wall around their house, right? They have security guards. They have people with guns on their property. I mean, the hypocrisy is beyond crazy, isn't it?
Of course it is. Of course it is. Look, that's the problem with all these elitists, whether they're on the right or left, because some of them are on the right too, but that's the problem with these people. They think they're our betterers, right? They think they know what's better for us than we do. Oh, and by the way, you're going to pay for it, and you're going to have to suffer under the consequences of it. They're not paying attention because they're not the ones on the street. They're not the Kate Steinleys of the world. They're not your mom or your dad who was attacked and killed by an illegal just going to the grocery store, because they're not going to the grocery store. They're sending their probably illegal alien help.
Yep.
So, you know, they're really out of touch. Hollywood is a prime example of the liberal left. Left wing. Not even liberal, because these people aren't liberal. There's nothing liberal about
them. Oh, no. They've gone far past liberal now, don't you think, into progressive and socialist.
Yeah, they are. Hollywood is a perfect example because those people are so out of touch. They 100% represent the Democrat Party and what it has become. And I feel bad for people like we've talked about who were Democrats, but that's nothing like what they remember. Nothing. That's not JFK. Okay, that's the only good Democrat I can think of. And he's not perfect. But you know what I mean? They've gone so far left, they can't even see it, Joe. I talk to people, and they're like, you're an extremist. I'm like a liberty conservative person. How am I extreme? These people have gone so far left, they're the extremists. Then that's why they call everybody who's even center right, even center left, extreme, because they've gone so far left, they can't even look right.
Well, what I'm loving is I'm reading this other stuff about and this is why we know that they're out of touch. We know they're totally out of touch with reality. So you've got the Dems of stepping up now, and they're going to be bringing immigration activists, they're going to be immigrants to the speech tomorrow night. And I'm watching Schumer give a speech about how, you know, this is what we're going to do because this is really what's going to make America great. And the people behind them, I would imagine his colleagues, they'll look at each other like, what the heck is he talking about? Right? You know, kind of thing. So here's my suggestion for President Trump. Should he be listening to the show? I hear he listens to talk radio, but he probably doesn't even know who I am. So anyway, when he tomorrow night, what he should do is for every Democrat, senator, congressman, whatever, that's bringing an immigrant, he should bring somebody who's had a loved one killed by an illegal immigrant. That's what I think he should do.
Yeah.
And line them right up on the front row, right? And then
I agree with that.
And then leave an empty seat for the loved one that was killed with his or her name on it. So, yeah, go ahead and do that. No problem.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. Please do that.
You know, this is what we're going to get. You know, this is just like with the gender bathroom bills. This is just like with gun-free zones. We have bad people, right? We know there's bad people. And we can't control that. No matter what laws we put into place, we cannot stop evil people from doing evil things all the time. But the left wants to make it easier for them, whether it's illegal immigration, whether it's these bathroom bills, whether it's gun-free zones. Why is that? Why do you want to make the people that you're supposed to want to protect be subject to victimization by people you enable, criminals you're going to enable? I'm sorry, I don't care if people on the other side have it a little bit more rough. We're the ones you're supposed to be thinking about, first and foremost, women, Americans, and children in school. And they're not.
They're so busy in California. California is so busy with gender-related and or parent-related. You know, they're so busy trying to take parental rights away from us. It isn't funny. You look at the last, first of all, the majority of the bills seem to have to do with some kind of gender, non-gender, you know, a clarification, whatever. And then number two is we've got this bill coming down, SB 18. I've talked about it on the show a couple of times. They're going after parental rights. You know, it starts off with the Vax bill, and now it's going down the road of this other SB 18, which is going to limit or watch closely, all right, how you feed your child, what kind of medical care you give it, and what kind of education you give it. So if you're homeschooling, right, if you're homeschooling and the state doesn't like what you're doing, you're going to have a problem. They could conceivably take that child away from you.
People need to just move out of California. Let it just fall off in the face of the ocean. Sorry. No offense. You know, I want all the good people because I know there's a lot of you there. They are not going to be happy until we build a big, huge wall between California and the rest because it's going to be like East and West Germany. Seriously. That's how bad you guys are getting there. Like, no one's going to have any rights except for the legislators who happen to have special rights and create special rights for themselves. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. And I don't see it getting any better until people start rolling these people out. till they start working on it and really getting these people to move on. I'm talking about the legislators now. So you get them gone and get some sane people. And it's not the only thing we have going on. There's so much more we have going on here. You know, I wrote a piece last week about how the governor can't figure out our finances. You know, he blamed Trump for turning him down for $100 billion, which is not true. It's fake news. It didn't happen. He asked for federal funds, for some emergency funds. He's going to get them. What he's not going to easily get is the $100 billion that he wants to fix the infrastructure that he already taxed the California people for and decided we didn't need to do that. We didn't need to spend that money because, you know what, we weren't going to have water anyhow. It was to fix our dams and such.
Right, and they decided to use it for something else instead of using it for what it was supposed to be for.
Yep.
And even though they were told that by the Army Corps of Engineers, you have to do this, you have to fix this. Of course, Moonbeam and all his minions think they know better. And I know he wasn't in charge that whole time, but he has been for a little bit. They all think they know better, better than the Army Corps of Engineers.
He is constantly diverting funds. Constantly diverting funds out of the general account to somewhere else, and they're funds that were already earmarked for transportation to refix the roads, to take care of the bridges and that kind of thing. But nobody holds their feet to the fire because they're Democrats. We don't want our Democrats to feel bad now, do we?
I'm not gonna. Do you want me to answer that?
Yes, but I want you to use clean language. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, no, it's you see, look at you've seen it across the country. You go look at some of the states, some of the worst run states, the states with the most amount of trouble. They're solely run by Democrats, and I'm talking about both houses, in the legislature and the governor's seat. They're run by Democrats, and they run them into the ground because it's almost like they think there's an endless supply of dollars. There's no way they can run out of money. But you've got a problem there in New Hampshire, and you've got Republicans. Running the show in some areas.
Of course. It's the same anywhere. I mean, you hope that you get good people in office that you believe what they say, but you, like I tell people all the time, don't ever believe what a politician tells you. Look up their voting record. I'm not kidding. Look up their voting record, see things they have said. You know, you have to try to back up what they're saying without just listening to them.
I hear you. All right. Tell people quickly where they can find you, how they get more of your writings, and I don't know if you're still doing any kind of daily show or anything, or weekly show.
I still am on Political Buzz every Monday morning at 8:20, local in New Hampshire. Broke that breaking story today about contaminated hides and unpaid taxes in Raymond, New Hampshire. You can read it on my site, newhampshirepoliticalbuzz.org. Also on Granite Rock, and of course, you can find me on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
Well, we will find you, I promise. Hey, thanks for being with me tonight. Always, always have fun when you're on with me. And thanks for listening tonight. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Hey, if you're on Facebook, you got to reset at the top of the hour. I don't know what to tell you. It's just one of their things. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can catch us on the other side of the break. Because, if you look at your clock, we're coming up on the top of the hour. You catch us on the other side of the breaking. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Now, while you're waiting for us to come back, it's really simple stuff. Head over to my website or head over to Amazon.com. Type in Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. By the time we come back, you'll have ordered it. If you order it on your Kindle, you'll probably start reading it before we come back. I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for listening. If you listen to The Real Side of GCN Live, we'll be back in just a little bit.